早上好，弟兄姐妹。
We thank the Lord for gathering us this morning.
我们感谢神早上来召聚我们。
Let's turn our Bible to Psalm chapter 57.
让我们一同把圣经翻到诗篇第五十七篇。
Psalm chapter 57.
诗篇第五十七篇。
There are 11 verses. We are going to read through the 11 verses.
那这一篇共有十一节，我们要一同来读这十一节。
Be gracious to me, O God. Be gracious to me, for my soul takes refuge in you, and in the shadow of your wings I will take refuge until destruction passes by. I will cry to God Most High.To God who accomplished all things for me. He will send from heaven and save me. He reproaches me, him who tramples upon me. Selah. God will send forth his loving kindness and his truth. My soul is among lions. I must lie among those who breathe forth fire, even the sons of men whose teethare spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Be exalted above the heavens, O God. Let your glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They dug a pit before me. They themselves have fallen into the midst of it. Selah. My heartis steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises. Awake, my glory, awake, harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn. I will give thanks to thee, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises to you among the nations. For your loving kindness is great to the heavens, and your truth to the clouds. Be exalted.Above the heavens, O God, let your glory be over all the earth.
神啊，求你怜悯我，怜悯我，因为我的心投靠你。我要投靠在你翅膀的荫下，等到灾害过去。我要求告至高的神，就是为我成全诸事的神。那要吞我的人辱骂我的时候，神从天上必施恩救我，也必向我发出慈爱和诚实。我的性命在狮子中间，我躺卧在性如烈火的世人当中，他们的牙齿是枪剑，他们的舌头是快刀。神啊，愿你崇高过于诸天，愿你的荣耀高过全地。他们为我的脚设下网罗，压制我的心，他们在我面前挖了坑，自己反掉在其中。希拉。神啊，我心坚定，我心坚定，我要唱诗，我要歌颂。我的灵啊，你当兴起，琴瑟啊，你们当行起，我自己要及早行起。主啊，我要在万民中称谢你，在列邦中歌颂你，因为你的慈爱高及诸天，你的诚实达到穹苍。神啊，愿你崇高过于诸天，愿你的荣耀高过全地。
Father, we thank you this morning that by your provision we can come together.
父，我们感谢你早上因着您全备的供应，我们能够一同来相聚。
We pray that this morning through your spirit, all of us can sing praises to you.
我们早上祷告，愿借着圣灵，我们一同能够来向您唱诗赞美。
No matter where we are, no matter what circumstances we are in, we pray this morning there will be that praises coming out of our heart to you.
愿早上无论我们在何处，我们的光景是如何，从我们心中都能够发出这样一首唱诗赞美。
For your loving kindness is great to the heavens and your truth.To the clouds.
因为你的慈爱达到穹苍，你的诚实直到万代。
By offering your praise, we exalt you above the heavens.
愿借着这样的赞美，我们能够高举你，高过诸天。
Our heart, our desire is to let your glory be over all the earth.
我们的祷告就是愿你崇高过于中天，愿你的荣耀高过全地。
Therefore, we commit this time into your hands.
所以我们要把下面的时间交在您的手中。
May you be glorified.
愿你得着荣耀。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Brother and sister, David wrote this psalm from a cave.
弟兄姐妹，大卫写这首诗篇的时候是在一个洞里。
And this is how the Psalm 57 started.
这是五十七篇所开始的地方。
We may ask, how did David came into a cave?
我们可能会问，大卫如何会到了一个洞里呢？
Wasn't he anointed king of Israel by Samuel when he was a teenager?
不是他在年轻的时候就已经被撒母耳膏要做以色列的王吗？
Wasn't he him selected as a Saul's personal physician and arm bearers?
他不是被选作为扫罗弹琴并给他拿兵器的吗？
David's life was so smooth until he killed Goliath.
大卫的生活好像是一帆风顺，直到他杀了哥利亚。
When David returned from that battle, a woman came out of the city singing.
那当大卫从那个战争回来的时候，妇女们就从城里出来，在这里唱诗。
Saul has slain his thousands, and David his ten thousands.
扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万。
And from that day on, Saul tried to kill David.
从那一天起，扫罗就要来杀大卫。
And David fled to a cave.
大卫就逃到了一个洞里。
And King Saul and his people saw his life for almost 10 years.
那扫罗和他的军队就要来杀大卫有十年之久。
Although this Psalm 57 started in a cave, he did not end in the cave.
虽然这五十七篇的诗篇是从一个洞里开始，但并不是在洞里结束。
We found at the end of the Psalm, he said he was still in the cave, but his heart was steadfast.
那我们看到在五十七篇结束的时候，虽然大卫仍在这洞里，但他说他的心坚定。
His life was still in danger, but he sang praises to the Lord.
他虽然生命仍有危险，但他却向神能够唱诗赞美。
Not only David gave thanks to the Lord among the peoples, he also sang praises to God among the nations.
不仅他要在万民中来称谢神，他还要在列邦中来歌颂神。
He said God's loving kindness was great to the heavens and his truth to the clouds.
他说你的慈爱高及诸天，你的诚实达到穹苍。
We sing 11 short verses,David ascended from a cave into the shadow of God's wings.
我们就看到在这十一节当中，大卫从一个洞里能够上升，直到成神翅膀的印下。
We can also say God has transformed David within 11 verses from a cave into the shadow of his wing.
我们也可以说神在这十一节当中把大卫从一个洞里转变到了他翅膀的印下。
Therefore,There are much to be learned from these 11 verses.
所以在这十一节当中，实在我们有很多可以来学习的。
This morning, our burden is how can we learn from David from his experience in the cave.
所以早上我们的负担就是如何能够借着大卫在洞里的这个经历来学习。
Because we live in a very similar situation.
因为我们活在一个非常相似的光景当中。
Because of the pandemic, we are mostly confined at our homes.
因为现在的瘟疫，我们几乎都被囚禁在我们自己的家里。
Just like David, we do not know when can we come out of our homes.
就好像大卫一样，我们不知道什么时候我们才能够走出家门。
And the situation will probably get worse before it gets better.
那疫情在转好之前，可能还会继续恶化。
Therefore, we need to learn from David's experience.How to transform our current experience into the shadow of his wings.
所以我们要借着大卫的经历来学习如何把我们如今的环境能够来转变成为神翅膀的印下。
These 11 verses have 3 stanzas.
在这十一节当中一共可分为三节。
Divided by 2 silas.
那是由两个细拉来分开的。
First stanza is from verse 1 until the middle of verse 3.
那第一节是从第一节到第三节的中间。
All English translation have a sila in the middle of verse 3.
那英文版的圣经的话，在第三节的中间有一处细拉。
And in Chinese translation, the sila was missing.
在中文的翻译当中，这个细拉是没看不到的。
It's right in before God will send forth His loving kindness and His truth.
这个细拉就在也必向我发出慈爱和诚实的前面。
Then from there to the end of verse 6 is the second stanza.
那从那里直到第六节的最后是第二节。
Then from verse 7 to verse 11 is the third stanza.
那从第七节到第十一节是第三段。
These three stanzas tell us three actions of David that transformed his cave into the shadow of God's wings.
这三段就告诉我们大卫所采取的三个行动能够让他改变到神翅膀的印下。
David took three actions.
大卫采取了三个行动
that allow him to experience the shadow of God's wings.
让他能够来经历神的翅膀的印下。
So this morning, our burden is look at his actions.
所以早上我们的负担就是来看大卫所采取的行动。
So we look at one action at a time.
我们要一个一个来看。
The first action David took.
那大卫所采取的第一个行动
was give thanks to the Lord.
就是把感谢献给神。
David start his song, like this.
大卫是这样开始他的诗篇。
Be gracious to me, O God, be gracious to me, for my soul take refuge in you.
神啊,求你怜悯我,怜悯我,因为我的心投靠你。
He started with a petition for God's grace.
他这一篇开始于向神呼求他的怜悯。
He looked to God, for the shelter of his soul.
他看向神要做他心的投靠。
Now our home protects us from virus.
我们的家能够保护我们远离病毒。
But we need as a refuge, as a shelter of our soul.
但我们的心也需要有投靠之处。
David focused on the grace of the Lord and the shelter of his soul.
那大卫就注意到神的怜悯并他心的投靠。
Then David asked the Lord to be the shelter of his soul.
那大卫就求神做他心的投靠。
He said, In the shadow of your wings, I will take refuge until destruction passes by.
他就说我要投靠在你翅膀的荫下等到灾害过去。
Even in his physical body live in a cave.
虽然他当时身处在这个洞里
He prayed that his soul would take refuge in the shadow of his wings.
但他却祷告说愿我的心能够投靠在你翅膀的荫下。
This alone set David apart from many other people.
就这一节就把大卫和其他很多人都分别开来。
Then he started giving thanks to the Lord.
然后他就开始来赞美神。
Verse 2, I will cry to God Most High, to God who accomplishes All things for me.
第二节，我要求告至高的神，就是为我成全诸事的神。
This is his first actions.
这是他第一个行动。
He gave thanks to the Lord.
他把感谢来献给神。
Even he was fearful for his life in the cave.
虽然在洞中，他为着生命有担忧。
He gave thanks to the Lord for all things God had accomplished for him in the past.
但他却为着在过往神为他所成全的一切而献上感谢。
This is remarkable and quite difficult for us to do.
这对我们来说要来做是非常的不容易，也是非常的难得的。
How many of us will give thanks to the Lord when we face a situation of life and death?
当我们面临生死的环境的时候，有多少人能够向神献上感谢呢？
And we find the same secret in the life of Apostle Paul.
我们也看到保罗，使徒保罗，他的生活当中也有同样的秘诀。
Who encouraged Thessalonians to give thanks in everything.
他就鼓励帖撒罗尼迦的圣徒们凡事谢恩。
According to Apostle Paul, giving thanks to the Lord in everything is not just an encouragement.
使徒保罗告诉我们凡事谢恩不单单只是一个鼓励
It is God's will for us in Christ Jesus
因为这是神在基督耶稣里向我们所定的旨意
Since it is God's will for us in Christ Jesus giving thanks to in everything is a matter of obedience
所以既然这是神在基督里向我们所定的旨意那凡事谢恩就是一个顺服的事情
Obedience is evidence of a working living faith
那顺服就证明了在我们里面那活泼有功效的信心。
Giving thanks to the Lord in everything is the exercising of our faith.
那凡事谢恩就是对我们信里面的信心的一个操练。
Brothers and sisters, we have faith in us.
弟兄姐妹，在我们里面有一个信心。
Just like all of us has muscle in our bodies.
就好像我们的身体上都有肌肉一样。
But we need to exercise the faith in us.
但我们需要操练在我们里面的信心。
Just like we need to exercise the muscle in our body.
就好像我们要来锻炼我们身上的肌肉一样。
There is no better way to exercise our faith by giving thanks to the Lord in everything.
没有什么比凡事谢恩能够更好的来操练我们的信心。
When we give thanks to the Lord in everything, then the faith in us will become a working, living faith.
当我们能够来凡事谢恩的时候，那在我们里面的信心就要成为一个活泼有功效的信心。
And God will accomplish much when we can come to Him with a working, living faith.
当我们带着一个活泼有功效的信心来到神面前的时候，他能够成全很多的事。
How many times we read in the gospel, Jesus said, "Your faith had made you well."
我们有多少次读过在福音书当中，耶稣说你的信救了你。
Jesus did not say, "Your prayer had made you well."
耶稣不是说你的祷告救了你。
Jesus said, "Your faith had made you well."
耶稣是说你的信救了你。
It is the working, living faith.That bring miracles to us.
是那活泼有功效的信心能够让神迹临到我们。
We can see that right away in the life of David.
我们就在大卫的生命当中能够如此看到。
Right after he gave that thanks to the Lord.
就当他把感谢献给神之后。
Then he said in verse 3.
他在第三节这样讲到。
He will send from heavens and save me. He reproaches him who tramples upon me.
那要吞我的人辱骂我的时候，神从天上必施恩救我。
No, David was confident at that time. God will send from heavens and save him.
那时大卫是如此的确信，神要从天上施恩救他。
God reproaches him who tramples upon him.
神也要吞我的人辱骂我的时候，神必救我。
Therefore, David did not ask the Lord to save him. He declared, "God will save me."
所以他没有求神来救他，他是在这里宣称说神一定要救我。
Brothers and sisters, let us exercise the faith by giving thanks to the Lord in everything.
弟兄姐妹，让我们来操练我们的信心，借着凡事谢恩。
Sometimes that we are criticized.
有的时候我们被别人苛责。
Maybe the words that criticizing us are like a knife, so sharp.
好像那些苛责我们的话就像一把尖刀一样。
Or the criticism is so precise, it come to us like arrows.
好像那些苛责我们的话是如此的准确，就像箭一样射在我们。
But how do we handle that?
那我们该如何对付这些呢？
When knife and arrows coming at us, how do we react to it?
当有箭有刀来射向我们的时候，我们当如何回应呢？
And we can learn from David.
我们可以从大卫来学习。
Give thanks to the Lord in everything.
就是凡事谢恩。
This is the best way to deflect all the knives and all the arrows that come at us.
这是最好的方法，能够来抵御那一切射向我们的箭和刀。
If we can give thanks to the Lord in everything.
就是凡事谢恩。
Then we will have a working, living faith in us.
然后我们里面就能有那活泼有功效的信心。
Then David took the second action.
那大卫就采取了第二个行动。
In verse 3, the second half.
那第三节的后半段。
David said, God will send forth his loving kindness and his truth.
他说神必向我发出慈爱和诚实。
Once we have a working living faith in us, David began to approach his problem through God's loving kindness and truth.
那当我们里面有了那活泼有功效的信心的时候，大卫就能够透过神的慈爱和诚实来看他的问题。
When we put ourselves in God's loving kindness and truth, we come into His presence.
当我们把自己放在神的慈爱和诚实里面的时候，我们就进到他的同在当中。
Before the Bible said, loving kindness and truth go before God.
因为圣经告诉我们，慈爱和诚实行在你的前面。
That means God is right after.Loving kindness and truth.
因为这就是告诉我们，神就在他的慈爱和诚实的后边。
When you come into God's loving kindness and truth, you come into His presence right away.
所以，当你来到他的慈爱和诚实里面的时候，你就进入到神的同在当中。
It is impossible for us not to be in His presence if we are in His loving kindness and truth.
若我们在他的慈爱和诚实的里面，我们是不可能不在他的同在当中的。
Therefore, that's the reason we need to give thanks to the Lord in everything.
这就是为什么我们要凡事谢恩。
Through thanksgiving, we're in His loving kindness, we're in His truth.
因为借着他的慈爱和诚实，我们就能够来进入他的同在。
Then we come into His presence.
我们就能够进入他的同在。
In His presence, David considered his problems.
在他的同在当中，大卫来开始思想他的这些难处。
This is really the differences.
这是这个不同。
We often consider our problem without God's presence.
我们常常来思想我们难处的时候，却没有神的同在。
But David considered his problem in God's presence.
但大卫是在神的同在当中来思想他的难处。
His problem was very, 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 very dismal.
他的难处是非常的大的。
Look at verse 4.
我们来看第四节。
My soul is among lions. I must lie among those who breathe forth fire. Even the sons of men whose teeth are spears and arrows and their tongue a sharp sword.
我的性命在狮子中间，我躺卧在性如烈火的世人当中，他们的牙齿是枪剑，他们的舌头是快刀。
Now David described his situation in poetic language.
大卫是用诗意的语言来描述他的情形。
It was as though he was surrounded by fire-breathing lions.
好像包围他的是那些会吐火的狮子。
And those whose teeth were spears and arrows and whose tongues were sharp swords.
或是那些牙齿是枪剑舌头是快刀的世人。
What David described was very true.
那大卫所描述的是非常真实的。
King Saul and his soldier were determined to remove David.
因为扫罗和他的军队定义要来杀了大卫。
They chased David in the wilderness like lions chasing its prey.
他们在旷野来寻找大卫，就如狮子来寻找他的猎物一样。
Like hunters, they prepare a net and dug a pit to capture David.
好像猎人一样，他们就设摆了网，并且挖了坑要来抓大卫。
In almost 10 years, David and his followers lived from cave to cave and worried about spears, arrows, and swords every single day.
大约有十年的时间，大卫和跟随他的人从一个洞躲到另一个洞，每一天所担心的就是这些枪剑和快刀。
But David considered his problem in God's presence. He wrote verse 5.
当大卫在神的同在当中来看他的问题的时候，他写了第五节。
Be exalted above the heavens, O Lord. Let your glory be above all the earth.
神啊，愿你崇高过于诸天，愿你的荣耀高过全地。
Lions, spears, arrows, and swords.Were real.
狮子、枪剑和快刀都是实际的。
However, his presence and his glory were also real.
但神的同在和他的荣耀也是真实的。
When David saw God's glory in his presence, David took the second action to trust all of his problem to the Lord.
当大卫在神的同在当中来思考他的难处的时候，他做了第二个行动，就是把他的难处来信靠给神。
Brothers and sisters, we all knew this fact that trusting the Lord is not exactly easy.
弟兄姐妹，我们都知道这件事情是一个真实，就是是一个实际，就是在凡事上信靠主是不容易的。
It is easy to say, and it is easy to encourage others to do. It's very difficult for us to do ourselves.
虽然这样的来讲是很容易的，这样的来鼓励别人是很容易的，但让我们自己来行却是很难的。
When Moses led Israel out of Egypt,
当摩西带领以色列人出埃及的时候
，Only 3 days,
在旷三天之后
，And they start complaining because there was a lack of waters.
他们就开始抱怨，因为找不到水。
No, lacking of water is a real problem.
找不到水是一个实际的问题。
But they did not consider their problem in the presence of the Lord.
但他们却没有在神的同在当中来思考这个问题。
If they consider their problem in the presence of the Lord, they will remember all the things God has done for them.
如果他们是在神的同在当中来思考这个问题的话，他们会记起神为他们所成就的诸事。
If they have remember all the things the Lord has accomplished for them until that day,They will not complain.
如果他们记得神直到那一天为他们所成全的诸事的话，他们是不会抱怨的。
Without seeing the glory of the Lord in His presence, they complain.
因为没有在神的同在当中看到他的荣耀，所以他们在这里发怨言。
When Moses sent the spies into the land,
当摩西差遣探子去窥探那地的时候
，They saw the land was a good land.
他们看到那地实在美好。
But they also saw giants.
他们也看到那里的伟人。
They did not see the giants in the presence of the Lord.
他们没有在神的同在当中来看这些伟人。
They again complained.
又一次他们在这里抱怨。
And looking for leaders to take them back to Egypt.
他们就想找一个带领他们回埃及的。
Brothers and sisters, it's so important to consider our problem in His presence.
弟兄姐妹能够在神的同在当中来思考我们的难处是何等的重要。
See the glory when we consider our problems.
也愿我们在思想我们的难处时候能够看到他的荣耀。
That's the only way we can trust all our problems to the Lord.
唯有如此我们才能把我们一切的难处来信靠给主。
You know, in theory, every one of us trusts the Lord.
在理论上我们每一个人都相信神。
Experientially,It is not that easy to do.
但在经历当中来讲，却不是容易能够如此行。
Unless we can see His glory in His presence, trusting the Lord is a theory.
除非我们能够在他的同在当中看到他的荣耀，信靠神对我们来说不过是一个理论。
In the cave, Dave gave thanks to the Lord.
在这洞里，神大卫能够把感谢献给神。
He entered into His presence.
他进入到他的同在当中。
He saw His glory.
他看到他的荣耀。
So that he can trust all his problem to the Lord.
所以他能够把自己一切的难处来信靠给神。
I often encouraged by a phrase in Jeremiah 32.
我常常被耶利米书第三十二节的一节圣三十二章的一节圣经而受到鼓励。
Verse 27,
第二十七节。
He said, "Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is anything too difficult for me?"
他说：“我是耶和华，是凡有血气者的神，岂有我难成的事吗
？”And such a precious verses there.
是何等宝贵的一节圣经
！I encourage all of us.To remember this verse,
我鼓励每一个人都能够来记住这一节。
No matter what situation we are in,
无论我们在怎样的环境当中
，Maybe we were in the cave like David.
可能我们如大卫一般在那个洞里。
There are people around the cave with arrows and knife and net, trying to capture us.
在我们在洞外也有人拿着枪、剑、枪、刀，甚至网罗，想要来抓我们。
But we live in His presence.
但我们活在他的同在里面。
We see His glory.
我们看到他的荣耀。
We see the Lord is much bigger than our problems.
我们看到神高过我们的难处。
No matter what problem we are, we have.
无论我们所有的是怎样的困难。
No problem on this earth is bigger than God.
在这地上一切的难处没有一个能够大过神。
And God said, "Is anything too difficult for me?"
神说，岂有我难成的事吗？
And for this reason, David could trust all his problem to the Lord.
因此，大卫能够把他一切的难处都交托给神。
Because he saw the glory, he knew there was nothing difficult for God.
因为他看到神的荣耀，就知道在神没有难成的事。
All of a sudden, David has a tremendous insight to his problem.
那突然，大卫对他的问题就有了一个新的认识。
Then you read verse 6.
在第六节
David wrote, "They have prepared a net for my step. My soul is bowed down. They dug a pit before me. They themselves have fallen into the midst of it."
他讲到，他们为我的脚设下网罗，压制我的心。他们在我面前挖了坑，自己反掉在其中。
David saw the net they prepared.
大卫看到他们所设的网罗。
He saw the pit.They dug for him.
他看到他们为他所挖的坑。
But David, when David trusts in the Lord,
但当大卫信靠神的时候
，He saw the net and pit in a very different way.
他看这网罗和这坑就非常的不同。
He saw his enemies falling into the net. They prepared themselves and the pit they dug.
所以他看到他的仇敌落在自己所设的网罗和自己所挖的坑里。
Brothers and sisters, nothing has changed.
弟兄姐妹，外面的事情一件都没改变。
Nothing has changed around David.
在大卫周围，一件事情都没有改变。
You know, arrow, a knife, and the sword were still there.
那剑、那枪、那快刀依然在那里。
Net and pit were still there.
那网罗和坑也在那里。
But David had a completely different insight to his problem.
但大卫对着他的难处却有完全不一样的认识。
At this stage, David could no longer be defeated.
在这个阶段，大卫已经不再能够被击败。
There's no way all the arrows or knife or sword can touch David anymore.
无论是这些剑、枪、刀，他们都不能够再碰到大卫。
The nets and pits were useless.
这些网罗和这些坑是再没有用处。
Because David has a completely different insight to his problem.
因为大卫对着他的难处有一个完全不同的认识。
He cannot be defeated.
他不再能够被击败。
This is where we need to be.
这是我们所当在的地位。
We need to come to a ground that we cannot be defeated.
我们应当站到这个土地，是我们不能够被击败的。
The problem was still there.
那问题仍在那里。
The problem did not go away.
这些问题并没有就离开了。
But David stood on a ground that cannot be shaken.
但大卫所站的是不可摇动之地。
Brothers and sisters, this is where we need to be.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们所当在的。
But David did not stop there.
但大卫并没有停止在这里。
It was good already.
这已经是极为好的了。
But David did not stop there.
但大卫并没有停在这里。
He took the next step.
他就采取了下一个行动。
He continued to sing praises to the Lord.
他继续要向神来唱赞美。
Now even up to this places, we know that he put his trust in the Lord, but he was still in the cave.
那在这一节之后，我们知道他把凡事都信靠给主，但他仍然在这洞里。
Saul is still the king.
扫罗仍然是那王。
Saul and his people still after David.
那扫罗和他的军队仍然在这里追赶大卫。
David's circumstances had not changed a little bit.
大卫的环境并没有改变。
Instead of self-pity and complaining, David broke forth in praises to God.
大卫并没有在那里自怜自艾或沮丧，他是能够发出赞美向着神。
Praises is not our natural responses in times of troubles.
当我们落在难处当中的时候，赞美并不是我们一个自然的反应。
Our natural responsesis to complain or to get depressed.
我们自然的反应就是抱怨或者是沮丧。
But when David's enemies have fixed a net to catch him, David fixed his heart to praise God.
但当大卫的仇敌设了网罗要来捉大卫的时候，他却立定了心志要来赞美神。
Brothers and sisters, praising God is a choice.
弟兄姐妹，赞美神是我们的一个选择。
Praising God is not a feeling.
赞美神不是一个感觉。
It is a choice.
而是一个选择。
You read verse 7.
在第七节这样讲到。
And verse 8.
和第八节。
You find it is every bit as a choice for David.
你看到这是对大卫来说的一个选择。
My heart is steadfast.
我心坚定。
Oh God, my heart is steadfast.
神啊，我心坚定。
I will sing, yes, I will sing praises.
我要唱诗，我要歌颂。
It is His choice.
这是他的选择。
Awake my glory.
我的灵啊，当你当行起。
Awake harp, a lyre.
琴瑟啊，你们当行起。
I will awaken the dawn.
我自己要及早行起。
David's heart is fixed.To praise God.
大卫的心坚定地要赞美神。
David made a deliberate choice in the cave to praise God.
大卫在那洞里做了一个坚定的选择，要赞美神。
It is a tremendous choice that you and I can also make.
这是你和我也能够来做的这个选择。
And this is the choice Job made.
这是约伯同样所做的选择。
Job said, "Naked, I came from my mother's womb."And naked, I shall return there.
约伯说，我赤身出于母胎，也必赤身归回。
The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away.
赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华。
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
What a tremendous choice Job made.
何等伟大的一个选择，约伯在这里所做的。
To praise God.Despite of his circumstances,
就是无论他的环境如何，依然能够来赞美神。
Habakkuk also made a choice.
哈巴谷也做了一个选择。
He said this way.
他是如此讲。
Though the fig tree should not blossom, and there be no fruits on the vines.
虽然无花果树不发旺，葡萄树不结果。
Though the yield of the olive should fail.And the fields produce no food.
橄榄树也不效力，田地不出粮食。
Though the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there be no cattle in the stalls.
圈中绝了羊，棚内也没有牛。
Yet I will exult in the Lord. I will rejoice in the God of my salvation.
然而我要因耶和华欢心，因救我的神喜乐。
Habakkuk made a choice to praise God.
哈巴谷也做了选择，要赞美神。
Brothers and sisters, the choice is ours.
弟兄姐妹，选择在你我的手里。
Praising God is our testimony.
赞美神就是我们的见证。
Praising God was David's testimony.
赞美神是大卫的见证。
He said in verse 9,
他在第九节讲到，
I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises to you among the nations.
主啊，我要在万民中称谢你，在列邦中歌颂你。
Even though David was going through extreme difficulty in his life,
虽然大卫正经过他生活生命当中极大的难处，
He chose to praise God.
他却选择了要赞美神。
So that others could hear and glorify God.
所以其他的人可以听到并把荣耀归给神。
Testimony is about who God is.
见证是关乎神所事的。
Testimony has nothing to do our own feeling.
见证与你我的感觉并没有关系。
Testimony has nothing to do how well I am doing.
见证与我这个人生活的如何并没有关系。
We should be God's testimony whether we live in prosperity or we are in need.
无论我们是丰富或有缺乏，我们都当作神的见证。
Testimony is not about us.
因为见证不是关乎我们自己。
We should be God's testimony in and every circumstances.
我们无论随时随在都当作主的见证。
When Apostle Paul was persecuted,
当使徒保罗被囚禁的时候，
he was
被逼迫的时候，
he was in prison,
他被囚在牢里，
and he faced possible executions.
那他前面所面临的可能就是处决。
He knew his day is numbered.
他知道他的日子是被数算尽了。
And his situation was very, very dangerous.
他的环境是非常的危险。
But he made a choice.
但他做了一个选择。
He said, Christ will even now, as always, be exalted in my body.
他说，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
Whether by life or by death.
无论是生还是死。
Brother and sister, this is the choice the Apostle Paul made.
弟兄姐妹，这是使徒保罗所做的选择。
He made in a prison.
就是他在监牢里所做的选择。
Knowing that his days would be numbered.
知道他的日子近了。
He would not be able to come out.
他也没有办法走出这监牢。
But in that prison, he made this choice.
但在那监牢里，他做了这样的选择。
To praise God.
要来赞美神。
To exalt God within his body.
在他的身体里面要来高举神。
Whether by life or by death.
无论是生是死。
This is the choice that is so powerful.
这个选择何等的有力量。
And all the power of the darkness will not be able to overcome him.
就是极尽了黑暗一切的权势也胜不过他所有的这个力量。
Brothers and sisters, did you see that power?
弟兄姐妹，你看到这个能力了吗？
Whether by life or by death.
无论是生是死。
Nobody can defeat Apostle Paul.
没有人能够来胜过使徒保罗。
He overcame.
因为他得胜了。
He was a victor.
他是个得胜者。
Because he said, whether by life or by death.
因为他说无论是生是死。
Then come to verse 10.
然后我们来到第十节。
For your loving kindness is great to the heavens and your truth to the clouds. Be exalted above the heavens, O God. Let your glory be above all the earth.
因为你的慈爱高及诸天，你的诚实达到穹苍。神啊，愿你崇高过于诸天，愿你的荣耀高过全地。
It is important for us to praise God for his loving kindness and his truth, especially in times of troubles.
在特别在试炼当中，为着神的慈爱和诚实来赞美他是极为重要的。
It is precisely those qualities which Satan tempts us to doubt at this time.
因为在这样的环境当中，撒旦引诱我们所去怀疑的正是神的这些性质。
We will be tempted to think, if God loves me, why is this happening to me?
我们会被引诱这样去想，若神爱我的话，为什么这些事情会临到我？
But when we hear that singing voice coming out of the cave, for your loving kindness is great.
但当我们能够听到从那监牢里面有这样的一个唱诗出来的时候，说到因为你的慈爱高及诸天。
Your truth to the clouds, be exalted above the heavens, O God, let your glory be over all the earth.
你的诚实达到穹苍，神啊，愿你崇高过于诸天，愿你的荣耀高过全地。
Now, how encouraging that was!
这是何等的鼓舞人心！
To hear that singing and praising coming out of the prison.
能够从那监牢里面听到这样的唱诗，这样的赞美。
Could you imagine how frustrated the enemy was when he heard that?
你能够想象当仇敌听到这样的赞美的时候，他是何等的沮丧吗？
I can imagine a very frustrated Satan.
我可以想象一个极为沮丧的撒旦。
Around that cave.
就在那个道，这个洞的旁边。
Hearing the praising and singing out of that cave.
就听到从那洞里所发出这样的赞美和唱诗。
What a testimony you and I can make.
你和我所能做的是何等的一个见证。
So let's look at our problem in a different way.
所以让我们用一个不同的角度来看我们的问题。
We have a powerful weapon in hand.
我们手中所握的是何等有能力的一个武器。
Now it is so powerful. It is nuclear.
这是何等的有能力，甚至像核武器一样。
But we don't use it.
但是我们却不用它。
We just don't know how to use it.
我们不知道如何来使用它。
We saw the arrows and spears and swords.
我们看到这些剑、枪和快刀。
And we depress.
然后我们就沮丧。
And we hear a laugh of enemies.
我们听到仇敌的嘲笑。
But we have a weapon in our hands. We don't know how to use it.
但我们手里却有这样的一个武器，我们不知如何使用。
Sing praises to the Lord.
向神来献上感谢。
Right in the cave.
在那洞里就献上感谢。
When Satan hear that singing and praising came out of your cave, he fled.
当撒旦听到从你的洞里所发出的唱诗和赞美的时候，他就要逃离。
Brother and sister, such a powerful weapon at hand.
弟兄姐妹，是何等有能力的武器在我们的手里。
And by the third action of David,He overcame and won the victory right in the cave.
借着他所采取的这第三个行动，大卫就在他所在的洞里就得胜。
The Psalm 57 is a great lesson for all of us today.
诗篇第五十七篇对你和我来说是何等重要的一个功课。
And we learn from David the three distinct actions he took to transform his cave into the shadow of God's wings.
我们也看到大卫所采取的三个决定性的行动，能够让他从这洞中来改变到神翅膀的印象。
If we look at three actions, we realize it's really about how shall we pray.
那我们如果来看这三个行动的话，它所关及最重要的就是我们如何来祷告。
As we are encouraged to be the house of prayers.
所以我们被鼓励要成为神祷告的家。
If every one of us pray this way.
如果你和我每一个人都如此祷告的
话 We will be the house of prayers.
我们就要呢成为那祷告的殿。
We will be the house of prayer that enemy will become so fearful for.
我们就要成为那仇敌所惧怕的祷告的殿。
When we come to the Lord in prayer, we should give thanks in everything.
当我们在祷告的里面来到神的面前的时候，要凡事谢恩。
How often this thanksgiving is missing.From our prayers.
有何等经常我们在祷告当中所缺少的正是这样的感恩。
Whenever we come to pray,
无论我们何时相聚一起祷告
We must first give thanks to the Lord
我们都要先来把感谢献给神
So that we can come into His presence
所以我们可以进入到他同在当中
Then we can see His glory
我们能够看到他的荣耀
Then we can trust everything to the Lord
我们就能把一切的难处都信靠给神
If we're not in His presence
若我们不在他的同在里面
If we do not see His glory
若我们看不到他的荣耀
Then our prayer become justGoing through our request.
那我们的祷告就好像只不过经过我们所需要的事项一样。
You know, we have to come with working, living faith.
我们需要带着那活泼有功效的信心。
If we do not come with working, living faith, our prayer will not be effective.
若我们不是借着那活泼有功效的信心的话，我们的祷告是没有效果的。
So we must give thanks.And live in His presence.
所以我们要在他的同在当中把感谢献给他。
When we see the glory of the Lord,
当我们看到他的荣耀的时候
then we can trust everything in the Lord.
我们就能够把凡事都来信靠交托给神。
Then we can take that final step.
然后我们就能采取最后的一步。
Not only we trust everything to the Lord.
不仅我们把凡事信靠给神。
We sing praises to God.
我们要唱诗来赞美他。
Right in the condition that we are in.
就在我们所在的环境当中。
Even the problem have not been resolved.
即便我们的难处没有被解决。
But we should have the boldness to praise God.
但我们当有这样的胆量来唱诗赞美神。
We should make that choice just like David, just like Apostle Paul.
我们应当如大卫和使徒保罗一样来做这样的选择。
Like Habakkuk, like Job.
如哈巴谷和约伯一样。
This is our choice.
这是我们的选择。
To sing from the cave.
能够在洞里来唱诗。
Brother and sister, every one of us can make this choice on a daily basis.
弟兄姐妹，你和我们每一个人在每一天的生活当中都能够来如此的选择。
We live in the cave right now.
我们现在正活在这洞里。
Can we hear the singing and praising coming out of the cave?
我们能否在这洞里听到那唱诗和赞美的声音呢？
Brother and sister, this is the way we should pray.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们当如何祷告
的方法。 This is the way how can we become the house of prayers.
这也是我们如何能够成为那祷告的殿。
We should always give thanks to the Lord.
我们要凡事献。
That's the beginning of our prayers.
这是我们祷告的开始。
We should not start the prayer by making our requests.
我们不是应该就是在祷告开始就把我们各样的需求摆上。
We give thanks to the Lord.
我们先要来感谢神。
Thank the Lord for what He has accomplished for us.In the past,
为着他在过往所成就的一切献上感谢。
So we can come into His presence.
所以我们能够进入到他的同在当中。
We'll see His glory.
能够看到他的荣耀。
Then we realize all the problems are much smaller than God.
然后我们就能够意识到，我们所有的一切的难处都比神要小很多。
There is nothing difficult for the Lord.
在神没有难成的事。
Therefore, we can trust everything in the Lord.By faith.
所以借着信我们能够把凡事来交托信靠给神。
That is the most important part is be able to do everything in faith.
那最重要的就是在信当中来行一切。
And after that we can make that choice.
在这之后我们能够来做这个选择。
To praise God.
能够来赞美神。
That's our testimony.
这是我们的见证。
The arrow is still there.
剑仍在那里。
The knife still there.
那快刀仍在那里。
The sword still there.
那枪也在那里。
The net is there.
那网罗在那里。
The pit is there.
那坑也在那里。
But we will sing praises to God.
但我们要向神来唱诗赞美。
When the enemy heard that singing out of the cave,
当仇敌听到从这洞里所发的唱诗赞美的时候
he fled.
他就要逃离。
We become that testimony.For the Lord.
我们就成为了神的见证。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you, for giving us such an opportunity to come before you.
父，我们感谢你给我们这样的一个机会，能够来到你的面前。
We thank you for the testimony of David.
我们为着大卫的见证来感谢你。
Our Lord Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
我们的主昨日今日直到永远都是一样的。
Therefore, today our prayer is that we can learn from David.
因此，我们的祷告是我们愿从大卫能够来学习。
Every time we come to pray,
每当我们一同祷告的时候
，Let us give thanks to the Lord.
让我们能够把感谢献给主。
For what you have accomplished for us.
为着你所为我们成就的一切。
So we can come into your presence.
所以让我们能够来进入到你的同在当中。
We can see the glory of the Lord.
我们也能够看到主的荣耀。
Which is bigger than all of our problems.
那他的荣耀胜过我们，高过我们一切的难处。
Then we can trust everything to the Lord.
好像我们能够把凡事都信靠给神。
Even the situation have not changed.
即便我们的环境并没有改变
Even we still live in the cave,
即便我们仍活在这洞里
But we pray that we can make a precious choice,
当我们祷告愿我们能够做这重要的决定宝贵的决定
To sing praises to God,
能够来向着神唱诗赞美
It's our testimony,
这是我们的见证
To the peoples and to the nations,
向着万民向着万国
We pray that today the world can hear praisesFrom Houston.
我们祷告愿今天这个世界能够从休斯顿听到这赞美的声音。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。